Siegel in the morning with Pitch and Amy.
A psychiatrist said there are five types of workplace personalities. Okay. Miserable is not one of them, which is what everybody is here. No, but there are five personalities found in every single workplace. So let's go through these and see what we are.
Okay.
There's a narcissist.
Okay.
I don't think that's either of us.
No.
This one might be deemed as the anger addict.
No, you're more misunderstood than angry.
Okay, I'll take that. Kelly's still from 105.9's probably.
Yeah, she's angry.
She's very angry.
Oh, yeah, that takes
nothing
to...
She's open about it.
she's open about being fired up all the time. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, the passive-aggressive, which we're not going to mention any names, but... the guilt tripper and the gossip monger.
Yeah, I actually think that this workplace covers all of those.
When it comes to gossip stuff, I don't like to gossip, but I like to know everything that's going on. I like to hear it. I want to be in the know. I like to be blindsided by things, but I don't really want to get involved in it back with you.
When I first started in radio... My boss at the time was that he said to me, he said, like, radio, and this is how he described it. The radio industry is the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows everybody. Mm. And he said, like, you should always try to make as many friends with people in that industry for different reasons. One, so you kind of get a grip of what's going on. But also,
people get uprooted. You might have somebody left here and went to Philly. Say, then they go, "Hey, got a job for you in Philly. Want to
come
on up?"
Yeah. And I was always and the other piece of advice was never burn any bridges because it is so small. And I've been fortunate, and I should never say this, but I've been fortunate that in all the time I've been doing radio, I've never been fired from any position. I've always moved. When I've gone to another station,
here comes our boss down the hallway.
It's been by choice. So whenever I've moved. So
I got fired from my community college radio station because they said getting tail on air. It was for Valentine's Day, actually, which is funny.
There you go.
And I hooked a single listener up with another guy called in. I said, "Hey, do you always call radio stations trying to get some tail?" And they sat me down and said, "This is not a Howard Stern show." I said, "I don't think Howard Stern would be..."
That's not the terminology he would use.
I don't think he's listening and going, "We need to get her." But thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, so those are your five workplace stereotypes.
Yeah.
There's always the person I found that when... It was funny because I think the people can really make or break a job for you.
Oh, absolutely.
When I worked as a temp at Merrill Lynch, I was trying to find a job in radio. I got a temp job at Merrill Lynch in their call distribution, the retirement distribution center.
Okay.
It was just this big call center. There's probably just rows of people. But it was pretty much a similar kind of age, between 20 and 35, 20 to 40 were most of the people.
Okay.
The work itself sucked. It was a horrible job. All I did was take calls all day long by financial advisors all over the country.
Okay.
I was like 120 calls is what I would do in 7.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But the people who worked there were really cool.
So you could
put up with things.
Mm-hmm.
So if the job sucks, but the people are really cool, that's one thing. If the people kind of suck, but your job's really cool, it all balances out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. But it's interesting just looking for it. Yeah. Yeah, there's one of those.
Yeah, crossing people off.
Yeah.
I know that person now.